No, an hour at least. No. But the judges are never finished before 11. You know that.
Well, it depends who's judging. Some of them are quicker than others.
They never use roller skates to get around in less.
Now then, you two, standing there putting the world to rights.
No, we were...
We was wondering if they finished the judging down at the hall.
Another 10 minutes at least.
Please, please, just remember why we're here. The churchyard open day.
Yes, yes, of course.
So perhaps you could both try and forget about the flower and produce show and your run of beans. I know what rivals you two are.
Well, not just us. There's some stiff competition.
Yeah, here. Did you see Derek Fletcher's?
Well, yes, they were first specimens.
Oh, but did you get a close look at them?
Well, I didn't have the chance.
Excuse me.
Well, I did, and there was a small blemish on one of them.
Really?
Shall we try and concentrate on the job in hand, showing people around our wonderful churchyard?
Well, to be honest, Linda, there isn't much for us to do.
Well, not at the moment.
But all right, we have got off to a rather slow start.
Yeah, not many visitors.
Our bell ringers have shown a few people up to the tower. It's still early. I'm sure it'll soon pick up.
Morning!
Mike, hello! So nice of you to come along. Now, where would you like to begin? Our wildlife trail. We've got red ants, bat boxes, all sorts of butterflies. And Bert can show you the site of our old stag beetle nest. Bert?
I think he's snuck off, Linda.
Perhaps Phil can show you the owl pellets underneath.
No, he's disappeared too.
Oh, where are they off to now? Oh, well, why don't you come in and see our updated graveyard plan? It's really quite
fascinating. Is that Neil at the tower?
Yes.
Oi, Neil!
He and Christopher are kindly supervising our visitors. Shula's down at the bottom.
No, I'd like to see the view.
Oh.
Well, you know, often I'll get the chance.
Yeah, of course.
George, let Jake have a go with it now. Good boy.
Hello, sweetheart.
Right, Mia.
I'm playing with Jake.
Are you?
There's your juice, look.
So got your hands full this morning?
Yeah, trying to keep this lot busy while Nick has a lie in.
Oh, right.
So I thought we'd come and see if George won a prize with his monster picture.
Yeah, all's not open yet.
No.
They must be still judging.
Yeah, that's your juice, isn't it? Oh, yeah, good girl.
So I'll pick George up at the usual time.
Yeah, or I'll drop him off if you like.
No, that's okay. I might be coming back that way.
Yeah? Well, are you going out this afternoon?
Yeah, just out and about, you know. Said I might meet up with somebody.
Hey, George, where are you going?
Hank!
Okay, hold on. Right, I'll see you later then, Emma.
Yeah. Yeah, see ya.
Ruth?
Hi. It's locked. I can't get in.
No, the judging started about, 40 minutes ago.
What?
10 o'clock sharp.
10? I'm sure somebody told me it was...
Well, what's that you're entering?
Was going to enter. Ben's pipe cleaner giraffe. He only finished it 10 minutes ago.
Well, I should slip it in after the judging. He won't know.
No. Well, between you and me, I don't think he was up with the prizes.
Well, it's a good effort, though.
He was in a rush. What are you doing here, anyway? Aren't you meant to be up at the churchyard?
Well...
Not playing hooky. Linda will be after you.
Well, actually, I'm keeping an eye on Bert.
Oh?
He's over there, look, peeping through the window. Not that it'll do him any good.
He's probably just keeping an eye on the judges.
Oh, my goodness. Quick, somebody come and look at this.
What's the problem, Bert?
There's water, look. It's pouring out.
Oh, where's it coming from?
Well, we don't know, but we've got to get in there. Oh, you've got to rescue my beans.
Apparently, you can see the spire of Felpersham Cathedral from up here on a clear day.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. But I reckon one of David's Herefords is about to carve, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, see, that one off there on her own.
Ah, I think you're right.
They'll be worried, David and Ruth, number of cattle they got over there.
Yeah, we all are.
See, you put the keep out signs back up again?
Yeah, and the disinfectant dips. Yeah. I'm not taking chances.
Well, at least you can start sending stuff for slaughter. That's something, I suppose.
Can't sell my wieners, though.
No, I suppose not.
Still, compared with some of those guys in the uplands.
Yeah, stock they need to move.
If they can't sell, they don't get a payday. Could wipe them out if it goes on too long.
Well, let's just hope it don't, eh?
Yeah.
What's your think, seeing the country from up here? What would it be like without livestock, eh?
A lot worse than it is now.
Grass fields, the edges, it all comes from keeping livestock.
Yeah, imagine if it was all like the estate. Oh. Nothing but wheat and oilseed rape.
Who'd want a countryside like that, eh?
Well, I wouldn't for one.
Nah, nor me.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Where?
The village hall.
Huh?
They got the back doors open.
Can't have finished yet.
Nah. There's Bert. They're carrying
tables out.
Flowers, look. All the entries.
What the hell's happening? Looks like a mass evacuation.
Steady. That's it. Keep it moving. Watch everything, Bartlett.
I've cleared the miniature gardens.
Ah, good job.
They're out with the rest of the under-12s.
Why don't you help Jill move the case?
Okay.
Oh, man, heck. What's all this?
Ah, Mike.
That's almost ankle deep out there.
Water main's busted. It's an emergency. We've got to clear the whole place. Well, come on. Get moving. Help shift the residue. Make sure they don't get mixed up.
Yes, be very careful about that.
Especially the beans.
The judges haven't started on them yet.
Where are we taking it all?
Well,
they'll have to go down to the church.
Good idea.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not?
Well, I'm not sure if we are to do that.
Well, there's nowhere else that's big enough.
All this stuff in St. Stephen's.
Well, I talked to Shula. She thinks it's a good idea.
Oh, I dare say she would.
Look, there's no point in arguing. Let's just get it all shifted.
Yes. They'll have to finish the judging down there.
Pom-pom dahlias in the nave with the flowers, thank you. Litchwell, down by the chancel.
What about this lot, Linda?
And a chairs. Well, we're starting a children's section at the top of the aisle.
Okay. Talk about chaos.
They look like chaos to you, Ruth, but it's all going according to my hastily conceived plan.
That's reassuring.
Thank you. Well, I say it myself, it's one thing I'm good at, improvising in a crisis.
Not quite what you planned for your open day.
Well, no, but if it gets people down here and away from the village hall, that's quite all right by me.
I think that's the last of the village. Oh, what about the beans? Are they all here?
Yeah, they're here all right.
Not sure if mine have travelled well.
At least you know they're yours.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, have a look at these.
Oh, Derek's.
They've got his number on them, but...
Well, as I said, nice specimens. They'll take some beating.
But those ain't Derek's, they're mine.
Yours?
But yeah, I know my beans. Look at these others here with my ticket on.
Let's see.
Ain't mine, them's Derek's.
Yes. You know, I think you're right.
There's no mistaking it. Look, here's the blemish I spotted earlier.
Yeah.
Slug damage. These are definitely his.
Well, there must have been a mix-up.
Derek was down here a minute ago fiddling around.
What, you don't think he...
Yes, he must have swapped the tickets round.
Oh, no, he wouldn't.
Would he? Easily managed, in all that muddle.
It's hardly sporting, to say the least.
He's downright cheated.
But this isn't easy for me to say, but your beans are definitely the pick of the bunch. Better even than mine.
Well, it's very decent of you to say so, Phil. But
they deserve that first prize.
Oh, no, Derek's going to win it.
Oh, no, we can't let that happen. It'll be fair at all.
So what?
Is he around?
No, I can't see him.
All right. You stand there for a moment. Cover for me.
Oi, what are you going to do?
I'm going to swap the tickets back again.
Oh.
See what Derek makes of that.
Is he ready?
Yeah, almost. He's getting his stuff together.
Oh, right.
Won't take a minute.
Okay.
You have a good afternoon?
Yeah, I didn't go out in the end. Can't be bothered. Oh. Feeling lazy. I'm still quite tired after
you. Can't see his boots anywhere. No, they're not out here. I'll have a look inside.
All right.
You want to come in for a minute?
Well...
Nick's gone. She's taking her two back to Ollerton.
Oh. Yeah, okay then.
Oh, sorry, Mike. You're too late for the teas.
No, I just bring me cup back.
Oh, that's kind. Leave it there, would you?
All right. Busy day for you?
Oh, we've been flat out all afternoon. Oh. I'm just so glad we had the extra teas from the flower show.
Yeah, well, plenty of visitors for your opening day.
Oh, Yes, it's been such a success. So much interest, so many compliments. Even I hadn't dreamt it would go this well.
All thanks to that burst water main, eh?
Well, that certainly didn't hurt our attendance figures. But I think it's as much a result of all our hard work and careful planning.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So where are they going to end up the prizes?
Well, in here, I suppose. Hey, Bert, congratulations.
Ah, thank you very much.
Right, there's still plenty of work to be done. All those dirty cups.
Them runner beans, why, well, you've got to give Bert his due, Phil.
Oh, yes, the best man definitely won.
That's big of you.
I'm glad to say.
Nice to see a good loser.
No. Bert's first prize was well deserved.
There's more you can say about Derek Fletcher. You see his face?
Oh, yes.
When he saw he wasn't even placed, talk about turning milk sour.
Well, me and Phil is off for a celebration.
Well, we are.
Why not? I reckon I owes you a point for being such a good loser.
Well, he's left one's here. Still can't find the other one.
Oh, well, not to worry.
Well, I'll have a last look round.
Did you have them both on Friday night?
Yeah, I think so.
I was in such a rush to go out.
Yeah. Oh, so how was it then?
Oh, yeah.
Your girls' night out.
Yeah, it was great. To be honest, I didn't see much of Kirsty and Brenda.
No?
Nah, they hung out with Tom. I was off doing my own thing.
Oh, so you have a good time then?
Yeah, it was great. Fantastic. Met some really nice...
Can you check the settee?
Yeah, okay. No, nothing. Oh.
Hey?
You thinking of getting a new shotgun?
What?
Gunmaker's catalogue.
Oh, yeah.
Very posh. Remember you drooling over these if you ever won the lottery.
Yeah, well, I can still dream, can't I?
Yeah, of course.
Nah, can't find it anywhere.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure it'll turn up.
Yeah. If it does, I'll drop it around tomorrow after work.
Oh. Well, I shan't be in tomorrow night. I'm going out again.
Oh, another girls' night?
No, just a date with a friend.
Date?
Yeah. Yeah, someone I met on Friday. No one you'd know.
Okay.
So, if you do find it, you'll have to leave it with Mum. Hiya. Fallon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Afternoon. You've not seen Will? Will Grundy?
No, but I've only just got here, oh. So...
Ah, that's him. He's on his way. I thought I'd missed him.
So you...
Yeah, I said I'd meet him here. I'm his new assistant keeper.
You are?
Yeah, well, just for the rest of the day. If it's the only way I can get to see more of him, then...
Right.
Well, poor thing. He works such crazy hours and he's stuck at home in Hollerton, no car.
So how did you get here?
Oh, I got my ex to drop me off. He's got the kids.
So, must be keen to do all that and come all this way.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Will's such a lovely bloke. He's worth it.
Okay. Well, I hope you got your wellies.
Oh, yeah. I'm not such a townie, you know.
No, I didn't.
And it's, not like it's my first time either.
Oh, yeah? You ready to go?
Sure am. See you then, Fallon.
See ya. Bye, Will.
I'll see ya.
Right.
Hey, Fallon.
Oh, hiya.
Was that what I think it was? My stinking rich brother and his chavvy girlfriend.
Yeah, but you're safe, they've gone now. Why are you down here anyway? I mean, not that you need an excuse.
Well, I didn't get any dinner today.
Oh, Ed, you can't work on an empty stomach.
I overslept. I didn't get my sandwiches.
What are you like?
Any chance of scrounging a pasty?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, I can't stop, though. I'm going to have to grab it and go.
Wait, I'll find you something better than that.
Brilliant.
We can't let you go to waste, can we?
Oh, you're a star, Fallon.
Ed, you won't forget what I said the other night about Will and the money.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't want it getting you down.
Oh, no, you're right. Who needs to be loaded when you got your mates, eh?
See, that's his run. See it? Down under the fence.
Gosh, smell him too.
No mistaking a fox. Yeah, I've been after this devil for a while now.
Why?
Well...
Okay, I know that sounds like a silly question, but...
No. With all the young birds out in the pens, it's like one big takeaway for him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a wire down here, Try and catch him.
Why?
Just where he goes through the fence. Got to be careful. Set it just right, or...
Won't you see it's there?
See, that's the trick. My skill at setting it against his at spotting it.
You are so clever.
Nah, those are fox.
Yeah, but how did you learn all this?
Oh, well, pick it up as you go along.
Oh, yeah, like it's so easy.
And I had a good teacher. That's what counts. There.
Is that it?
I'll just bang the pig in. You okay waiting there?
I'm fine. I'm great. It's really interesting.
You sure?
Well, it's just a job for you, but for me it's like this whole new world I never even knew about. And it's just really nice to be out here with you.
It's nice to have you along.
Hey, wait. Come here.
What?
I told you the seam's going on that so-called weatherproof jacket.
No, it's just a snag.
Oh, no. No, I think this could be serious. I think this calls for some urgent intervention.
Yeah? What?
Well, we could try, does, that help?
Well, I feel better, but hasn't done much for me jacket.
Oh, sorry. Mustn't distract you from your work. I'll, get you into trouble.
Just about done anyway.
You better watch that tear, Will. It's about to fall apart.
Nah, it's okay. Do me another season.
I don't want you out here catching cold.
So I'll stick a patch on it.
Even better. Why not buy yourself a new one?
What?
Well, I know it's a big step for you. Going to the shops. Trying stuff on like, ooh, big shock to your system.
Yeah, okay.
If you like, take it gently in easy stages.
Right. If I can't fix the jacket, then you can help me buy a new one.
Deal.
I mean, it's not like I can't afford one.
No. Time you spoilt yourself for once.
Soon as the money comes to, I could get myself a new hat as well.
Ooh, steady. Don't get carried away.
Don't worry. I shan't do that.
Well, you do know. I mean, I really am so happy for you.
I'm still getting used to the idea.
No, but seriously. You see, all these people who get rich and don't do anything to earn it. But you've worked so hard and you scrimp and save. You deserve to have that money.
Maybe.
It's true. And you can get yourself some new socks as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, the ones you left at my place are so disgusting.
This place okay for you?
It's great, I love it.
I come here because it's close to work, and they do 2-for-1 nachos on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking what a sad life I live.
No.
So, Emma, is that the 2 M's?
Yeah, just the usual.
Well, it's always good to check. It's usually the first thing people ask me. You know, 2 L's or 1.
Callum. It's a nice name.
And in my case, it's 1.
Is it Scottish?
My dad's from Brum, my mum's from Southampton. Not a single Scottish gene in my whole body.
Oh, right.
How about you?
Well, not as far as I know.
Well, I guess that's a good start anyway. One thing we've got in common.
Yeah. So, do you work nearby?
Well, that's where I'm based. There's another branch of Felbersham. I go wherever I'm needed. IT troubleshooter.
Oh, you mean like fixing viruses?
You got it. I travel around, zapping the bad stuff, making order out of chaos. It's pretty much like being a superhero. In fact, the job description's pretty much the same.
Is it?
Only we don't get to wear the uniforms.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, that's enough about me. Tell me more about yourself. What's it like being Emma Carter from Ambridge?
Shires.
And a white wine for me.
Right.
You want some peanuts, Will?
Yeah, go on.
And a packet of dry roast.
So, did you have fun out with the birds and the squirrels?
Yeah, I did. And it was interesting too. Seeing Will at work, the more I do, the more I realise how much there is to being a keeper.
Mm.
And, like I said, it's just great for us to spend some more time together.
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, yeah? How's it going in here?
I was pretty dead, really.
Yeah?
I've got half an hour before I pick up the kids.
And one dry roasted. That's £5.50.
£5.50.
So you're treating Will tonight, then, huh?
He's had a hard day. He's earned it.
I'm sure he has.
You all right then, Liv?
Yeah, fine.
Because if you wanted to have a break...
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, it's It's not a bad turnout, really, for this time of night.
Darts team from Netherbourne.
Oh.
Oh, what?
From Netherbourne, is he?
Who?
In One Man Fan Club.
Man, what are you...
Come on. Tell me you noticed.
Noticed?
Tall, blonde, blue eyes. Nice.
What about him?
Still can't make out who he reminds me of. Orlando Bloom or young David Bowie. And he's a musician too, isn't he? Bass player?
How do you know?
Well, he spent half the night chatting you up on Saturday.
Mum, he was not chatting me up.
Oh, no.
No, we were just talking.
Okay, so maybe I got the wrong impression.
Yes, he's just another boy. Customer. Darts player.
Come on, look at him. He can't keep his eyes off you.
Because you keep staring at
him. Oh, right, sorry. You won't say another word. It's just... It's not like your sport for choice round here. Might be good to meet some new people. Go out. Have some fun.
Mum, I don't want to go out with him.
But he's so gorgeous. And I can see he fancies you.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that I have to fancy him.
No?
No! I'm not interested. Okay?
Okay.
Nothing you could pin down, but she was being a bit funny with me.
Oh, Fallon.
Could just be having a bad day, I suppose.
I can guess why it is. Ed must have told her.
Told her?
About the money.
You think so?
Yeah, of course he has. Her and Ed are that close. Remember?
Yeah.
I bet she's the first person he told.
I thought they were just, like, friends.
Maybe. I don't know what's going on there. Can't say I'm that first neither.
No?
Anyway, she'll be on his side, whatever.
Okay, I remember that. Don't want to make more trouble with your family.
Trouble? No.
I know I'm not your mum's favourite person.
Nick, I said you don't have to worry about that.
I do. I can't help it. Oh, I just want her to like me.
She will. Once she gets to know you.
I hope so.
Yeah, anyway. You and me. That's what matters. Who cares about the rest?
Yeah.
What? Don't look now, guess who's come in.
Ed! Oh. Hey, stranger. What can I get you?
Yeah, hold on.
Just keep your head down, ignore him. Maybe he'll...
Oh, he's coming over.
Evening.
Hello.
Well?
What?
Great Auntie Hilda, eh? Who'd have saw it?
Look, Ed...
No, okay, okay. I just thought I'd say congratulations.
I mean, Venetia, what kind of a name is that?
Sweetie Pie, one knows lots of girls called Venetia.
Yeah, like, come on. You can see it was doomed from the start.
So when did it all go pear-shaped?
At the Hump Ball.
Oh, of course. Where else?
From what I heard, Chris had had enough and started hitting on the barmaid.
Oh, whoops.
I'm only surprised it lasted so long. Well, then he goes and fails his farrier's exams.
Ouch.
Well, maybe that was before. Anyway...
So was this like his A-level farrier in?
Oh, no, what's it called? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, he had to take it all over again.
I love your family. They sound so amazing.
Try living with them.
Brother a blacksmith. Dad goes and builds his own house. My dad can't even put a shelf up.
Yeah, it could be worse, I suppose.
Remember, you're talking to the guy who thought eggs came out ready stamped. So what about the rest of them? Uncles? Cousins?
No, not so you'd notice.
Nephews? Nieces?
None of them either. Just Mum and Dad and me and Chris.
Must make things a whole lot simpler at Christmas.
Yeah, it does.
You should try Christmas with my family. My depressive great-aunt, my big sister and her two hyperactive toddlers.
Oh.
Like a nightmare episode from a reality TV show. Hey, maybe I should book early for your place this year.
Oh, well...
God, I'm sorry. Slow down, Callum, slow down. I'm getting way ahead of myself here.
No.
But while we're talking about the future, how are you fixed for Thursday night?
Thursday.
I know that's planning a long way ahead for a free spirit like you, but...
You asking me out again?
Emma, now we've had a chance to, like, you know, get to know each other, I'd really like to see you again. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'd like to see you too.
Okay. Yes. So you free Thursday?
Well, yeah, I suppose I could be.
Could be?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Oh!
Oi! Come here!
Hey, you!
Oh, down, Flash, you little...
Hey, come on, birthday boy!
You see that? You caught me right off balance. Push me back on the hurdle.
Okay, okay, don't let it spoil your day.
Oh, it doesn't feel very festive at the moment.
Come on, we're doing our best.
Yeah, I know.
Kids got up early to make your breakfast. All those lovely...
Great presents, yes, no, I know, I know. So, once I've gone round the place with the Natural England guy...
Then we can relax and go out and have a lovely dinner.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Really looking forward to it.
Good. Well, I'd better go and see to the car.
Okay.
Oh, is that Alan I saw earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, he was just reminding me that... if the PC needs somewhere to meet, St. Stephen's is always available as an alternative venue.
You think he might have a hidden agenda there?
So how'd it go then?
Second!
Aye, that's great, Bert. Well done.
Loxley, Barrett and District Match. Oh. Almost made first. There was only a couple of points in it.
So what about this big rival of yours? What's his name?
Jimmy Prentice.
Oh yeah, Jimmy the super player.
Nothing super about him today. He was all over the place.
Yeah?
Yeah, he only come fifth.
Oh, so, drinks on you tonight, is it?
Oh, well, we never said that. anyway, aren't you off with your lady friend tonight?
Yeah, as it happens, I am.
Oh, so that's the reason for the new haircut.
Yeah, Bert, me hair was too long.
Oh, right, I was just going to say it suits you.
Well, ta. Now, why don't you get that tractor back to Brookfield?
Well, before I does that, I'm going to nip into the church.
Well, offer a prayer of thanks.
Now, there's Alan's car outside. Oh, you want to talk about the pews?
Oh, the pews.
Well, after what happened on Sunday with the flower show, I don't want him using that as an excuse to push his plans through the PCC.
So you're still just as much against it as before?
Oh, you think I'm going to change my mind?
Well, it works so well on Sunday. Shows you can use the church for
just
things.
Because you can doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And I talked to some of the visitors. They appreciated St. Stephen's for its traditional layout, including the pews.
Yeah, all right, well, I'm not...
A lot of people feel the same. They like the church to feel like a church. So if you lose the pews, we could lose income from weddings and Christmas and such.
Yeah, yeah, well, look, Bert, is that the time that I can't stop to talk about it now? Sorry, I've got to go, you know how it is. I'll see you, bye.
How was the carving?
Tricky, but okay. Big bulk off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to shoot off and leave you and Vince.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Did I miss anything vital?
Well, seems like the main problem's going to be finding locally bred plants for the hedging.
Uh-huh.
Like with hawthorn, some imported stuff flowers earlier. It means it's out of sync with other species.
So we'll have to do some research.
And apparently there's a list of nurseries.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go and spend half an hour in the office.
Is Emma still around?
I'm not sure.
Did you notice how cheerful she was today?
Emma?
Singing while she emptied the dishwasher.
Oh. What, you think last night was a result then?
David!
What?
She said she had a nice time. I didn't like to pry.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Bert, hi!
David. Many happy returns.
Bert! Is that for me?
Just a little summer.
Little? Hey! Wow!
Nice one, Bert.
Oh, I hope you still drink it.
Only when I can afford it. Oh, thanks, Bert. That's really generous.
Well, I come back today with some winnings in my pocket.
Winnings?
From Loxley Barrett?
I come second.
That's great!
Hey, well done.
And better still, Jimmy Prentice could only manage fifth place.
Oh, so you'd have grabbed a few more points off him.
I may not catch him up, but I'm right on his tail.
You keep up this form, who knows?
You'll get that cup yet, Bert.
Maybe. David, that's part birthday present and part say thank you for all your help with the Massey.
Oh, no, it's been... Well, it's been interesting for me too. And it's great to see you coming back with prizes.
Well, enjoy the whiskey.
Yeah, I will. Okay, I'll take this in.
Oh, David, the open day.
Oh, yeah, but listen, you know we're having this school open day?
Oh, still going ahead, is it?
Yeah, definitely. School's very keen.
It means we'll have to have all of the biosecurity in place, see the kids dip their feet and all that.
Well, of course.
Plus, we'll be spraying the coach wheels with disinfectant. Yeah,
just like down the market.
Exactly. It's common sense, really, but it would be a shame to cancel it.
Ah, they'll be looking forward to it, I expect.
They are. I've had a word with one of the teachers, and they know all about the disease situation.
Well, they would do.
They thought I'd phone to cancel it. But I said, no, as long as things don't suddenly get worse.
Yeah, which hopefully they won't.
We'll look forward to seeing them next month. It's going to be a class of 8 and 9 year olds.
Oh.
So, Bert, listen, you know the bit of pasture you've got lined up? If you could hold off ploughing it until the open day, then the kids could see you in action.
Yeah, of course I can.
Bit of extra excitement for them.
You can show them the proper way to plough a straight furrow, Bert.
Yeah, all of that.
Well, maybe I can give them a talk about it too.
Yeah, it's a thought. Maybe we could talk about this another time.
Oh.
Now, if I don't get on, we'll be late for my birthday dinner.
Oh, I'm not late, am I?
No, perfect timing.
Well, you're looking good.
Thanks.
I like the scarf.
You're looking very dapper yourself.
Oh, well, dinner at a posh restaurant.
Mm, shall we?
Yeah, you know the place? It's just round the corner. So, how you been? You had a good weekend?
Oh, usual routine. Gail called me at 12:30 on Saturday night. Did I have her national insurance number?
At that time of night?
Oh, she'd just got in from somewhere.
Kids, eh?
So, how about yourself?
Oh, yeah, well, like you, nothing special. There was a flood at the village hall.
Sounds dramatic.
In the middle of the flower show.
Floribunders washed away along the street.
Oh, yeah, almost. Apart from that, well, they're still gossiping about me and my glamorous lady friend.
You are joking.
Oh, no. Since I took you into the ball, tongues have been wagging.
Should I be flattered?
Definitely. It's a compliment.
I hope it doesn't make things awkward for you.
Me? No, let them talk. Why should I care?
Good.
Though, as much as I enjoy being famous, I ain't saying I want my social life posted on the village notice board. It'd be nice to, well, just be private for a change.
Shall we have a drink first?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm famished.
OK, that's our table there.
Right.
Excuse me.
Sorry. It's lucky you booked.
Yeah, I said it's always busy, even on a weekday.
Okay,
David?
Oh!
Oh!
Hey, Mike!
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah.
Is that a coincidence or what?
Wendy, this is Ruth and David Archer.
More Archers.
Ah, yeah, a lot of us about.
This is Wendy. She and I.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. Well, all the gin joints in all the towns.
Yeah.
And our table right next to yours.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, is this a special occasion?
Yes.
David's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like we come here all the time.
Well, many happy returns.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Nice place to celebrate, isn't it?
Well, I mean, me and Wendy, we only met a couple of weeks ago, so...
Yes.
I hear news travels fast in Ambridge.
You could say that.
Actually, David, you know, there's quite a draft sitting here.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Well, do you want to swap?
Well, if you...
Oh! Tell you what, there's a table free there in the corner.
Oh,
it's not reserved.
No, don't feel you have to move for us.
No, I really do hate drafts. I don't want to be unsocial,
on, we understand.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll sort it.
Some of the stories I could tell you about Ambridge, well...
Bodies buried under the village green.
Oh, worse than that. Oopsie, better keep your voice down.
Not those two, surely.
David and Ruth? No. Wouldn't find a nicer couple in the village. Or happier.
It was very sweet of them to move tables.
Yeah, it's very decent.
Though I don't suppose they want us eavesdropping on their conversation either.
They're probably discussing butterfat content and milk yields. They've got a nice dairy herd at Brookfield.
More cows?
Yeah. Well, they've had to work hard to keep their heads above water. Ruth looks after the herd.
Well, from the little I know about the dairy business...
It's been a struggle. And now they're introducing a new breed to cut their replacement costs.
So how does that work?
Well, this breed's called the Brown Swiss. It's longer lived than the standard Friesian Holsteins. That's the black and white cows, you see.
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you should have stopped me. Here I am, going on about cows again.
I really am interested.
You must have heard enough on that subject the last time we met.
No, no, really. It's all new to me. When I think of dairy farming, I still have this old-fashioned romantic idea.
Hmm?
Stools and buckets. Young Tess in her loft in the Blackmoor Vale. Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Thomas Hardy?
Oh, yeah.
That's how up-to-date I am.
Well, anyway, maybe that's enough about cows. Huh? Let's talk about something else.
Ruth, you're staring again.
I'm not. I just glanced over.
He seems to be doing all right anyway. She's not walked out on him yet.
Don't be horrible. You can see they're getting on really well.
Yeah, good luck to him.
I think it's great. She seems a really nice person.
Yeah? Yeah, and she looks quite sort of, well, I don't know, sophisticated.
So?
Well, no reason why not. Sure they have lots in common. Fishing, perhaps.
David! What? I think they look very sweet together. So mind your own business and enjoy your dinner.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
We're not quite the last to leave, but...
It's been a lovely evening. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and me. That creme brulee.
Well, the company too.
That's been great. I mean, it's been good to talk. Just the two of us.
So,
would you like to meet up again sometime?
Yes, I'd like that very much.
Good, so would I.
All right, so why don't I arrange it this time?
Yeah, if you like.
I think it's my turn. Any thoughts on what you might like to do?
Well, we've done the pub, we've had dinner.
Hey, what about the theatre?
Yeah, why not?
I've not been for a while, so...
Me neither. In fact, I think last time was the Ambridge Village Pantomime.
Okay. Shall I see what's on and give you a call?
Yeah, you do that, yeah.
Well, good night then.
Yeah. Good night, Wendy.
I didn't want to make a big thing of it, you know, just in case.
No.
So I was like, you have a good time last night, Emma?
Yeah, and?
And she was like, yeah, it was okay, thanks, it was good.
Was that all?
Well, didn't want to push it, really. But I reckon it must have gone all right. Yeah. She had that sort of look about her, you know, that little smile.
It's been so long, Brenda.
Well, it was only her first date, but...
Is she seeing him again?
Tomorrow, he's going to call her.
Mm.
Looks promising.
So... This bloke, he was at your girls' night?
Yeah. I didn't get to talk to him.
But hot, is he?
He's quite fit. Dark hair, good jeans.
Oh. So Emma's got her fingers crossed then?
Definitely. But it goes to show, doesn't it? For her talk about who wants to go out with a single mum.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd bring you up to speed.
Oh. Well, are you not working today?
Oh, yeah. I'm going up there now. 10 minutes. So, what about you? Got any exciting social occasions lined up?
You are joking.
Oh, I thought maybe you and Ed might be...
Me and Ed might be what?
Well, there's an indie night at the Union on Friday.
Well, I don't think I'll be going somehow.
Okay.
Though it is Ed's birthday next week.
Oh, you deal anything?
Not as far as I know. I have got him a present, though.
So you're going to tell us?
Well, it's a bit of a gamble, really. I got it off the net. I just hope it's delivered in time.
Oh... Boss is after me. Hello, Matt.
Brenda, are you on your way?
Yeah,
Well, look, I've got a nip out. Can you keep yourself busy for an hour or so?
Yeah?
You could chase up those tenancy agreements for the Hollerton flat.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Get on to those lawyers and, when you've done that, there's something else we need to talk over.
Oh.
Yeah, something important.
So...
Not now. When I get back, I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye. Oh, no, please.
What's
up? Matt says he's got something important to discuss.
So?
But you know that planning appeal, the one I put so much work into? The house is in Pennyhasset. I went to the meeting and put Matt's case to the inspector.
Yeah?
Well, he must have heard. He must have been turned down again.
Well, you don't know for sure.
The way he said it, Fallon, he's not about to give me a bonus.
Oh, okay.
Sounded like bad news. What else could it be?
Uncle Tony.
Hello there.
Hi, Tony. We kept you waiting.
No, I only just got here.
Late back from school, then we had to find his bait.
Uh-huh. Mm. So, what you got there?
Worms.
Well, let's see. Ooh.
From the muck heap.
Yeah, the trout will gobble those up.
No tiddlers for me. I'm going to catch a big one.
Yeah, if you're patient. You go and get your rod sorted.
Oh, great. Well, listen, if I can leave you to
Actually, I can't stay long either. Got things to do before milking.
Oh, so...
No, it's all right. Mike will look after Josh when he gets here.
I wish I could stay myself.
No, I'll get young Josh set up with a good pitch.
Oh, thanks, Tony. I'm going to try and get some more drilling done this afternoon.
Busy time.
Yeah.
And I hear you're letting yourself in for more punishment.
Yeah?
Turning your place over to a bunch of school kids?
Oh, that, yes.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, but...
Well, it's only for one day. And there'll be teachers to look after them.
How many kids?
30-odd. 2 or 3 are special needs.
Well, good for you. Maybe I should do it myself sometime.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, here he is.
Tony, sorry I'm late.
Not you again. Oh. I don't know. You stalking me or what?
Hey?
We met in a restaurant last night.
Oh.
My birthday. Ruth and I were the next table.
Yeah, very nice.
Brilliant food, though. We had a great time.
Yeah, so did me and Wendy.
Good.
Oh. You were there with Wendy?
Yeah. Hey, David, don't take this the wrong way, but you ain't planning to go to the theatre next week, are you?
Played a few holes with Chalky, got a birdie on the 14th. He ended up in the rough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't a happy bunny by the time he got himself out. Not happy at all.
Oh.
And you know, Chalky, one bad day on the course and that's the rest of the week ruined.
Really?
Yeah, so we had a quick one at the clubhouse after to cheer him up. That's why I'm running late.
Oh, it's all right.
So, what about yourself? You find enough to do?
Oh, yeah. I've been talking to the lawyers about the tenancy agreements.
Sorted?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Oh, sorry if I was a bit short with you on the phone earlier.
No, that's all right. I mean...
I had a long morning talking biofuels with Brian. Always gives me a headache. But the sight of Chalky thrashing around in the gorse made up for all that.
Yeah.
So, these tenancy agreements.
It was no problem, really. They're going to increase the deposit and put in a clause about subletting.
Good. Who were you dealing with?
Well, they tried to pass me off with a junior partner, but I made sure I spoke to Mr. Turner.
Jim, good, yeah, he's sharp enough.
So they're going to email us a copy by end of business.
Okay. Though you'd think they'd have got it right in the first place, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well.
So I expect you could do with a break after that. Why don't you rustle up some coffee?
Okay.
And leave the decaf, make mine stronger black, right?
Yeah. Matt.
What? You've gotten your way to the kitchen?
No, you said you had something important to discuss.
Oh, yeah. Almost forgot.
So?
Had a call from the planning department this morning.
Oh.
About the penny asset appeal?
Yeah, I thought it must be that.
Well, we both knew it was a long shot right from the start.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you can imagine how delighted I was when they told me it had been passed.
No! You're kidding me!
Oh, no, it's the truth.
Passed? Oh, I can't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, surprise to me and all.
Passed?
All thanks to your input. You must have been very persuasive at that site meeting.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
No. Credit where it's due. You put a lot of extra work into that appeal. Don't think I didn't notice.
Oh, that is so brilliant. I never thought.
Yeah, it's a great result. You did a good job. Congratulations.
Oh, Pat used to go quite a lot with her women friends. I usually stayed at home.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the last time, Jennifer took us all to some Shakespeare in Borchester. Can't imagine why. Maybe it was her birthday.
It'll be the first time in a while for me.
Yeah. When did he say which play it was?
Nah. Suppose I'll find out when I get there.
Yeah. Well, bit of culture for you.
Yeah.
Never did any harm.
That's another thing about this dating game.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you out of your old habits and makes you try something different for a change.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it does.
I don't mean...
Wendy seems really nice. Hope you have a great time.
Well, you packing up?
Yeah. Got a whole list of things waiting. If you could watch out for Josh.
Yeah, okay.
Not the best afternoon for me to get away.
Well, it wasn't so easy for me, neither.
and one for the kids.
There's Jamie trying to book in for the weekend.
Don't know about Saturday.
You know what? Don't see why it should always be down to us two.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite happy to do it when I've got the time, but surely someone else can have a go.
Yeah. Alistair maybe, or Sid? Well,
Kenton seems to have a lot of spare time on his hands.
Yeah, well, might be worth asking.
Yes, I will.
Any spare time I've got's been spent looking at houses lately.
Didn't think you were going to go any further with that.
Well, I've been looking at what else is around, smaller places I can move into.
Any luck?
No, not really. Went round a couple, nothing special, you know, modern 2-3 beds. Gosh, you wouldn't believe the prices.
Oh, I think it would.
300, 350.
Yes, ridiculous.
And that's with no outbuildings, no garden to speak of, and nowhere to store the milk van.
So no good then?
No. Like I said, it could free up some cash for the kids, just... not as much as I'd hoped. I suppose what it boils down to, I don't feel I'm ready to downsize yet. Move into a box. I like my space. I need it.
Oh, I'm right there with you, Mike.
And I may not be as young as I was, but...
You're not that old either. Both still in our prime.
Yeah, right. My life ain't over yet. Things could change. Who knows what might happen?
White wine for Brenda.
And I'll have a scotch and soda.
Celebration?
My treat, she's earned it.
Yeah?
Yeah, done well. Had me get one past the planning department.
Oh, is that the houses in Penny House?
Those the ones.
She'll be pleased, she's been worrying about it.
Over nothing, as it turned out. She's got real talent, I made a smart move taking her on. Don't tell her I said that, of course.
Yeah, I don't want to get too cocky, do I?
Absolutely not.
Suppose you'll be losing her again soon, won't you?
Yeah.
She goes back to uni.
Yeah, I suppose it will.
Tom's not in the ploughman's.
Oh, what? Can't wait to tell him the good news, huh?
Oh, well. Expect he's on his way down.
There's your wine.
Oh, thanks.
So, cheers. Here's to more affordable housing where it's needed.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Affordable?
Three nice little terrace properties.
People have got to live somewhere.
Too right. Maybe you should take a look, fella, if you ever decide to fly the next days.
Not very likely at the moment. There's your change.
Hey, what's that, Brenda? You got a present for me?
What? Oh, no, this is for Fallon.
For me?
Yeah. Jolene just signed for it. She asked me to bring it through.
Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, better take this outside if you'll...
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, brilliant. If this is what I'm hoping it is.
So, is it?
Yes! Oh, fantastic! Oh, it's the prezi I got for Ed.
Yeah?
Hold on, and I'll... Oh, he's not around, is he?
No, I'll keep a lookout.
Oh, okay. There! What do you think?
Wow! Fallon, is that...
It's a transformer, see?
Yeah!
It's in the lorry now, but you can turn it into a big robot.
Yeah, I know. What used to have him?
Optimus Prime. That's what it's called. It's a genuine 1980s original. It took me ages to find it.
Fallon, that is amazing!
Do you think Ed'll like it?
Like it? It's brilliant. If I gave that to Tommy, he'd be over the moon.
Really?
That's what they all dream of. They'll never grow out of stuff like that.
Oh,
Tom still keeps his old ones in a box.
Yeah.
Don't tell him I told you, though.
No.
But he's got nothing like this. It's amazing. How much did it cost?
Well...
Okay, don't tell me.
It was quite a lot.
It's got to be worth it, though. He'll know how hard they are to find. He'll be so made up.
But, you don't think it's too much?
Why?
Well, like, over the top. I don't want to look stupid.
No.
I mean, I want him to like it, but I don't want to make a big deal over it. Does it look like I've gone to too much trouble?
Well, I don't know. I suppose that depends.
It does, doesn't it?
Fallon!
Oh, no. I'm going to look like an idiot. I can't give him this.
Of course you can. He'll be touched.
No, he won't. He'll think I'm a freak.
Oh, don't be silly. You're mates, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. We're just mates. So, well, I don't know. Maybe I can sell it on and get something else.
No, you can't do that, Fallon. It's a great present. Ed's going to love it.
Not so long ago, I was afraid we had a complete disaster on our hands.
I know.
All that rain. Absolute winemaker's nightmare.
So, how are they looking now?
Well, After all our worries about mildew, I suppose we're lucky to have any grapes left at all. Not quite the magnificent first vintage I was hoping for.
Which are these?
Madeleine Angevin. Normally we'd be picking them in a week or so's time.
Do you think they'll be ready?
We still need lots more hot sunshine to boost the sugar content.
Have you got plenty of volunteers to help with the harvest?
Yes. Although I was worried for a while that there wouldn't be anything for them to pick. I was hoping you wouldn't mind supplying a picnic for everyone on the day.
Yeah, sure. Just let me know how many people will be here.
Nigel!
Ah. Time.
Hello.
Lunch break over. Hope you get your sunshine, Nigel.
Thanks.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
They're still looking a bit iffy.
Nigel?
I might bring the refractometer out tomorrow and check the sugar content.
Nigel, we've got visitors. Please.
What? Why?
Two detectives. They want to talk to us both.
What about?
I don't know. We'd better go in and find out.
I'm Detective Sergeant Collins, my colleague, DC Ward.
Hello. Do sit down.
Thank you. Nice place you've got here.
Yes. It's our business, as well as our home.
So your wife was telling me. I'll try not to keep you long.
So what...
What's this all about?
We're investigating an alleged serious assault that took place recently in Bournemouth.
Bournemouth?
Oh.
Yes, I'll explain why we've come all this way. The victim says she knew her attacker for some time before the alleged assault took place, and apparently, in the course of their conversation, he mentioned Ambridge and Lower Loxley.
Oh.
Why?
Well...
I mean, in what context?
It was nothing too detailed or specific, just the odd passing reference, but we thought it was worth following up.
Hmm. So who is he? What's his name?
Have you heard of a Gareth Taylor? Or he may have been calling himself Marcus Dixon.
Ring any bells, is he?
No, none at all.
Me neither.
Okay. He might have been using another name. If you could take a look at this and tell me if you recognise the man in the photograph?
Yes, of course.
Let me see.
Good Lord. Lizzie, that's...
It's Owen.
Owen?
Yes.
Can you tell me his full name?
Yeah, Owen King. He used to work as a chef in our restaurant.
And you're both quite sure it's the same man?
Yes.
Oh, yes, quite positive. That's him, all right.
Okay. So, Owen King was an employee here at Lower Loxley?
Yes, he worked here for... how long, Lizzie?
About 4 years.
And he was your chef for the whole of that time?
Yes.
And before that, he was at the Bull in Ambridge.
The Bull?
Are you saying he's a suspect?
Well...
That he's been accused of assaulting somebody?
Would it surprise you if he had?
Well, yes.
Yes? He didn't seem that type at all.
So how would you describe him?
Oh, quiet, hard-working.
Always polite and friendly. I mean, he'd get a little stressed sometimes, but...
Show me the chef who doesn't.
Friends? Partners?
Well, no, nobody that close.
Not terribly social, perhaps, but he got on with most people. Mm. We had no complaints or trouble of any kind.
So why did he leave?
Ah, well...
Yeah, that's a bit of a mystery. He left very suddenly, it was around about New Year. Which year, Nigel?
2005?
Yes.
We can tell you exactly when. It's all in the books. He rather left us in the lurch, actually.
Did he give any reason for leaving?
No, he didn't even hand in his notice. He just took his stuff and disappeared. I remember thinking it was strange at the time.
And have you been in contact since?
No, not heard a thing since.
Okay. Would any of your current staff remember him?
Yes.
Kathy Perks, our shop and restaurant manager. Right.
She knew him quite well. Not just from here, but from his time at the Bull. She's the one that you should talk to.
Oh. Yes. Hi, Callum.
Hi, is this a bad time?
No, I was,
busy handling your freewheeling, multitasking career.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So I'm still hoping you'll be through in time to come out with me tonight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll make sure I am.
Great. So how about we have a drink and then take in a movie?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Sounds perfect.
7 o'clock outside the multiplex?
Yeah, 7 should be fine.
Oh, hey, why don't I just come over and pick you up?
Oh, no, well, that's kind,
I'm a safe driver, good eyesight, clean license.
Yeah, thanks, but...
Okay, when I say clean, I mean...
No, it's okay, I may be on the move later, it's...
Probably easier if I meet you there.
Sorry to interrupt your work.
No, that's all right.
Wind chimes.
Yes, one of our best-selling lines.
Dolphins. Unusual design, handmade.
Yeah, they're actually quite well crafted.
So I see. Always looking for presents for my daughter.
What can I do for you?
Yes, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you about a former colleague of yours.
Who?
His name's King. Owen King.
So,
I've been told that he worked with you here in the restaurant for around 4 years.
Yes, that's right.
And before that, at the Bull in Ambridge?
Yes, but why are you asking about him now?
Our inquiries concern an alleged serious assault on a young female friend of his.
Oh, yes, I see.
So, if you and Owen King worked together for all that time, you must have got to know him quite well.
Yeah, well, as one of the staff, we weren't very... I mean, we weren't what you call close. Mm.
And how did you get on with him?
Okay, fine, really.
What about outside your work? Did you meet him socially?
No, not often.
But sometimes?
Oh, yes, maybe once or twice, I can't remember.
Mrs. Pargett has said something about a play. A village pantomime?
Oh, that.
You and Mr. King were both involved?
Yes, but we just played a few scenes together.
Did he open up to you then? Tell you more about himself?
No, he was just one of the cast.
Okay. And I gather he left here quite suddenly.
Yes, that's right.
Have you any idea why?
No, none at all.
Well, thank you for your time, Mrs. Perks.
Was that all?
Unless there's anything else you'd like to tell us.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you my number. If you do remember anything, perhaps you could give me a call. You never know. Might be useful.
So this whole movie sequel thing is getting a bit crazy.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
I mean, just imagine us in our retirement home, sitting in rows, watching Spider-Man 57.
They just don't know when to stop, do they?
Maybe some exceptions, Terminator 2.
Yeah?
And for my money, the same goes for Aliens.
Definitely.
Not that I'm in any way a movie geek.
Oh, no.
I don't sit at home all night, you know, cataloguing my DVD collection. Not me, no way.
Well, it is so much better on a big screen, isn't
hey.
It? It's a whole different experience.
I was just going to say that. Weird.
I only wish I had more time to go to the cinema.
You work evenings too?
Yeah, sometimes. You got to be flexible, you know.
Flexible? That's another word for criminal exploitation.
Don't you think so?
It is in my case. When I'm still there at 8:30 going red-eyed and gibbering, just me and the cleaners.
Can't you say no?
Not how it works in corporation land. I'm just a drone like the rest of them.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
That's how it feels sometimes. You've got the right idea. Stay freelance. Hold on to your soul. Don't become a wage slave.
Well, my work isn't that brilliant either. Not all the time.
Okay, but if you don't like it, you can chuck it in and move on.
Well, maybe.
It's true. Why tie yourself down? There's so much going for a talented, freewheeling single girl like you.
You think so?
Okay. Just for a totally random example. See that? Part-time manager wanted here for Saturdays.
Oh.
Kids' party screenings. I mean, I'm not saying you need it, but...
Party screenings.
It's there for the taking. It's the kind of job you could walk straight into.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're multi-skilled. That's the shape of the future. If you don't believe me, go and ask them now.
You're serious.
I'm only trying to get you to realise your full potential, Emma.
Nah, I don't want to work Saturdays.
Yeah, see? You're empowered.
I'm no good with kids anyway.
No?
No, thanks. I don't want another job. I'm quite happy with my life the way it is.
Kathy? Oh, hi, sorry. Sorry, love, I know I said 7, but I got nabbed by Tony outside the Bull. Do you know what he was after? He wants me to take half the local kids on a fishing expedition.
Kenton.
As if I got nothing better to do.
Kenton!
What? What is it?
The police came into work today.
The police? Why?
Owen. They wanted to talk to me about Owen.
Okay. Tell me from the beginning.
He's done it again. To someone else.
What?
In Bournemouth. A young woman's been assaulted.
But how do they know that it was him?
They knew his name. They had his pictures. And they asked me all these questions.
Okay,
about
whoa, Kathy. Kathy, love. Did you tell them about...
No. Of course I didn't. I couldn't.
Okay.
God, it was so awful. It was such a shock. I didn't know what to say. I felt so terrible all afternoon, and I've been sitting here waiting for you.
Well, I'm here now.
Well, of course I couldn't tell the truth. I had to lie. But they kept on at me. They kept asking, how well did I know him? What was he like?
Yeah, all right. Shh. Okay, let's get this straight. According to the police, what exactly has he been accused of?
I said a girl has been assaulted.
Right, well, that could mean a lot of things,
no,
yeah?
No, they didn't tell me the details, but I know.
You can't be sure, love.
Yes, I am. I know him. It's what I've been dreading. I hoped I could put it behind me, move on, pretend it never happened.
Bastard.
I was wrong. He's done it again.
No, okay, now, all right. Maybe, Kathy, calm down, love. Maybe he has. But look, you don't have to get involved.
Kenton!
No, listen, the police don't know anything and will try to keep you out of it.
I'm already involved! What's happened now? It's all because of me!
What?
It's my fault!
Hey, no.
Don't you see? If I had had the guts to go to the police and report him...
But, Kathy, you can't blame yourself
yes,
for something...
Yes, I can, that's... because it's true!
Kathy, no.
If I had reported him for what he did to me, then he'd have been caught and... He'd been put away to rot in prison where he couldn't do any more harm to anybody, but I didn't. I didn't have the courage.
Kathy, darling, listen to me. Darling, listen to me, please. You are one of the bravest people that I know.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, he's done the same to some other poor girl. And now it's her life that's a nightmare. And I did nothing to stop him.
Yeah, hold on.
Hey.
Oh, Fallon, hello.
Oh, am I about to get trampled by a stampede?
Come this side, you'll be fine.
Okay.
So, are you killing time, or...?
Yeah, I'm just bored. Nothing to do at home and had some letters to post.
What, round here?
Okay, you know, I've not seen you for a bit, so I thought I might as well come on down and see how you're doing.
Same old routine.
Yeah.
No, not that I'm complaining.
Well, you got a special day coming up soon, eh?
I have.
Next Friday, your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't get too carried away, will you?
Well, I forgot all about it, to be honest.
Well, so, have you made any plans?
Oh, no, not especially. Expect I'll do the usual, have a few drinks with my mates. Come on.
Is that all?
Well, I can't afford to do much.
So, no big deal then?
Why?
Oh, nothing. No reason at all. I was just asking.
Okay. Come on. Come on, you lot.
Well, you got things to do. Maybe I'll...
Yeah, if I don't get this topping done, I'll...
So, I might see you later, then.
Yeah, maybe.
Kathy!
Oh, no.
Sorry, did I frighten
you? No, it's my fault.
It's only tea towels. No harm done. I'm all in a muddler. Can't seem to do anything right. Have you seen Nigel anywhere?
Not recently, no.
Oh. We're still without Hayley and he's meant to be doing the school run.
Oh.
He's not answering his phone. I'll give him another 5 minutes.
Well, if I do see him, I'll...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I mustn't take it out on you. Hayley called at lunchtime. She was still feeling rotten.
Oh, poor thing. Virus?
Yeah, some kind of bug, I suppose. I hope we don't all go down with it.
No, that would be awful.
Okay, well, I'll go and find Nigel.
Oh, Elizabeth?
Yeah, no problem, is there?
No, well, I was just wondering if...
Ah, there you are.
Me? And Nigel, where have you been?
With the Madeleine Angevine, checking the sugar content.
You do know what time it is?
It's all right, I'm about to set off now.
Okay. Oh, well, remember to bring Lily's violin back.
Well, remember.
Yeah.
Well, busy.
Nigel, I don't suppose...
Yes?
Have you heard any more from the police about this assault?
No, nothing. Though I'd be rather surprised if we did.
Really?
Well, Owen. He was such a harmless kind of guy. He wouldn't hurt a mouse.
No.
I'm sure it's all a mistake. They must have got the wrong man.
Hi.
Hello.
What time is it?
Are you been asleep?
I was watching DVD. You must have dozed off.
Well, so why not go back and finish it?
It's boring.
Okay.
So where do you want me tonight?
Why don't you have the night off?
Friday?
Yeah, Friday night.
Do you want to go out for a change?
No.
Oh, go on, love. You've worked every night this week. You deserve it. Go out, let your hair down.
No, really.
We'll manage here. Kirsty says she's happy to fill in any time. We just give her a call.
No, Mum. It's okay. I'm quite happy to stay and work.
Happy?
Well, yeah, I've got nothing else to do.
So, ring some of your mates, see what they're doing.
They'll be hanging around some other pub. I might as well stay here.
But you don't know. There might be a gig or a party or something.
Mum, please. Will you stop trying to run my life for me?
Okay, sorry. Just worry about you, love.
There's no need. I'm fine.
Come on, fine. You've not been yourself lately. The way you've been.
What? The way I've been what?
Oh, staying in, moping about.
Moping?
You think I hadn't noticed? There's something up. Someone's bugging
no,
you.
No, there's nothing. God, and even if there was.
Oh, so there is.
This is my life, my business. Why can't you just stay out of it?
Elizabeth!
Hi.
I just got to pick up Kathy.
Freddie's lost a collage he made at school. It may still be in the car somewhere.
Oh, okay.
It's just as likely he left it behind. Nigel picked them up this afternoon. He never stops to check.
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's hopeless. Oh, well, can't spend all day looking for it.
Yeah, I'll probably turn up.
Yeah. Let's hope Haley's back at work by Monday.
Lizzie, has Kathy been all right today?
Yeah, she's been fine.
All right, okay.
Well, as far as I know, why?
Oh, she just seemed a bit, you know, off colour this morning.
Well, to be honest, it's been so chaotic here today.
What, no more police raids?
Not funny.
No, seriously, those detectives been round again?
No, they haven't.
Ah, right. So, what do you reckon about this whole Owen business?
Me? Well...
Well, I mean, you knew him as well as anyone. What do you make of it all?
I don't know. It was so unexpected. Huh? It's quite a shock, really, after all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just the idea of him assaulting anyone. But I suppose you can never tell.
No.
Hello, I'm ready.
Oh, hi, love.
Sorry if I kept you.
No, I've only just arrived.
Well, I'd better go and break the bad news to Freddie.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. Bye, Kathy.
Bye. Oh, Kenton.
How you doing, love?
I can't keep my mind on my work. Anything. All I can think of is...
Yeah, okay. Let's get you home, eh?
Alan, can I come in?
Yeah.
Is that yes?
Come on, love. What's this all about? You gonna tell me?
Nothing.
Oh, don't say that. I'm your mum. I know there's something wrong. I hate to see you looking so miserable.
I'm not.
It's not just me. Sid's noticed it too. When you're not at the bar, you're just hanging around, killing time. It's hard to even get a smile at you. That's not like my Fallon, is it?
I don't know.
Even when you got hot young bass players from Netherbourne throwing themselves at your feet.
I don't fancy him, Mum, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one other thing I've noticed.
What?
The only time you seem to perk up is when a certain other young man's around. As soon as Ed comes in the room, it's like someone's waved a magic wand. Suddenly you're all smiles and sunshine, laughing at his jokes, fussing over him, cooking him dinner.
So he's a mate. What else am I supposed to do?
A mate?
Yes. No, I mean...
Come on, love. I've been there a few times. I know the signs. Look at me and tell me it's just a mate.
Mum.
So I'm right then?
I don't know. I like him. I really do like him.
Fallon.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do? It's not like he loves me back, is it?
Oh, darling.
Whatever, so there. Are you happy now?
Not with you like this. That's how you feel. Why don't you do something about it?
Because I know he don't feel the same about me.
Oh, you asked him then?
There's no point, I know.
Well, you're never going to know if you don't ask.
Yes, I do. He keeps telling me what a good mate I am. I just feel so lame and stupid.
Well, I can't see why.
And now I've gone and spent all this money on his stupid birthday present.
Well, what?
There, this.
You bought that for him?
Yes, but I can't give it to him, can I?
But it's a great present, love. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's too much, Mum. It's way over the top. He'll think I'm some kind of psycho who's trying to hit on him.
No, why should he think that?
Because I'm only a mate, and he doesn't rate birthdays anyway. Said it was no big deal. Most he'll expect is a CD or something.
So you're just going to carry on and pretend you don't feel anything for him?
But I don't want to lose what we've got. He might never speak to me again.
But if you don't tell him, it's not going to last either. Not with you in the state you're in. Friendships don't work when one of you's madly in love with the other.
So what am I supposed to do then?
Life's too short, sweetheart. You gotta tell him.
I can't.
Look, if I know Ed, the worst he's gonna do is let you down gently. Then you'd be no worse off than you are now.
I don't know.
And you never know. You might find he feels the same about you. You'd be a fool not to. You're worth 10 of any other girls round here.
How, Mum? I can't just come out and say it. I can't.
Okay. So, you've got him a lovely present.
Yes.
Yeah, but nothing. You went to a lot of trouble to find it. You know he's going to love it. So give it to him.
You think so?
Yeah. You see what happens. You might be surprised.
Kathy.
Yes, talk. Yes, I'll sit down when I'm done. Get this place looking halfway tidy.
Just leave here.
Take a minute. Look, there are papers all over the place.
Look, I know that this is straight out of your worst nightmares, the police dragging it all up again.
Yes, but that's just what it is, a nightmare.
Yeah, okay, but worrying yourself sick isn't going to help.
Yeah, well, sitting around doing nothing won't help either.
Come on, love, please, leave that for now. Look, you've had a long day, and you're worn out. That's it. Look, it's been a terrible shock for you, for us both, but we'll see this through. Soon we'll be able to put it all behind us.
No! That's just what I can't do, Kenton.
Yeah.
I can't just shut it from my mind, carry on and pretend it hasn't happened.
Okay, but let's just try and step back a minute.
Oh, for goodness sake, he's done it again! Yeah? Another girl's been raped! Had to suffer what I went through.
No, maybe. We don't actually know that it was rape.
Oh, yes, of course it was. No. What else could it have been?
Okay. Look, even if it was...
Oh, no, ifs. I know exactly what he's done. We both do.
Yes, but
there
don't...
There's no good kidding ourselves.
But it's not your responsibility.
Yes, it is. If I'd done the right thing back then, if I'd reported him...
Look, come on. Kathy, going on this big guilt trip, it won't help either.
But I can't. If I do nothing now... If I let him get away with it again...
Look, don't let yourself take the blame for that twisted excuse for a human being.
He will not stop this time. He'll go on and do it again. You know he will. I know what I should do. I should call the police and tell them the truth.
Kathy,
tell them what happened to me. Say I will be a witness. Speak up against that evil man so that he doesn't get away with it again.
Hey, come on.
Oh, Kenton. But maybe it's too late. Because I didn't report it back then when it happened.
Yeah,
after all this time, what will they do? What are they going to think of me?
Listen, no one is going to blame you for anything.
How can I tell them, Kenton?
The Archers was written by Simon Frith. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.